Welcome to our collective nightmare, where we sift through the wreckage of history and find ourselves knee-deep in a swamp of despair. Today, we're trudging through the haunted remnants of the Battle of Okinawa, a theater of war that continues to unearth its ghosts, as if screaming for attention from a world that's moved on to new calamities. Here we have Takamatsu Gushiken, a self-proclaimed bone digger, who spends his days scraping at the soil with what can only be described as a gardening tool for nightmares. He's not digging up treasure. He's exhuming fragments of humanity, pieces of skulls, bones so small they might belong to children. It's like an archaeological dig designed by Dante himself. The numbers are staggering, each one another grim reminder. 240,000 souls lost in this hellscape. Among them were civilians caught in the crossfire because apparently no one told them wars aren't meant to make sense or spare innocents. The US, armed with more firepower than common sense, rained down bullets and bombs like some apocalyptic weather pattern. And now we've got people like Gushiken trying to piece together lives shattered 8 decades ago. But wait, there's more. For those seeking closure, or maybe just a masochistic stroll through history, you can visit these sites today. See the shrapnel-scarred walls where mass suicides turned caves into tombs. Marvel at unexploded grenades casually lounging near sacred sites. It's all part of this twisted historical theme park we're calling life. And let's not forget our American counterparts, like Steph Pavelski, who treats her Subaru like a mobile museum while chasing shadows from her grandfather's past across Okinawa's battle-scarred landscape. Because why let sleeping ghosts lie when you can wake them up and ask them how they feel about their legacy? We even have veterans returning for anniversaries, because nothing says closure quite like revisiting the scene of unspeakable horrors decades later. One such veteran found peace after realizing that hating an entire nation was perhaps not conducive to living a good, healthy life. A revelation that only took him 36 years post-war and an encounter with schoolchildren practicing English. In this bleak tableau, Gushiken offers us his message, no more wars, as if saying it enough times will somehow penetrate humanity's thick skull. A skull still being unearthed from caverns around Okinawa as we speak. So here we are again, peering into the abyss and finding it staring back at us with hollow eyes made of bone fragments and rusted relics. Welcome to our collective nightmare, where history isn't just repeating itself, it's clawing its way out from beneath our feet.
Welcome to another episode of White People Problems, where we tackle the issues that would make your average person say, "Really?" Today, we're diving into the cosmic conundrum surrounding Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox's new baby. Yes, folks, it's time to talk about Celestial Seed. Now, you might be thinking, Celestial Seed, is that a new organic chia brand? But no, it turns out MGK just wanted to describe his newborn daughter with some flair. Unfortunately for him, people took Celestial Seed as the actual name. Imagine explaining that at kindergarten roll call. Celestial Seed, present. But let's pause here. This is a classic case of white people problems. Only in a world where avocado toast is a breakfast staple do we find ourselves debating whether Celestial Seed is an appropriate name for a child or an intergalactic gardening tool. MGK had to clarify on social media that this was not her name, because in 2025, apparently nothing says parenting like having to issue a public statement clarifying your child's identity before they even learn how to crawl. Meanwhile, Megan Fox remains tight-lipped about the real name. Maybe she's waiting for Mercury to exit retrograde before making any announcements. Or perhaps she's using the time to brainstorm names that won't sound like they're auditioning for Coachella. In conclusion, while most parents are busy worrying about sleep schedules and diaper brands, MGK and Megan Fox are navigating the existential crisis of celestial nomenclature. And if that's not peak white people problems, I don't know what is.
Ah, the Democrats. The party currently experiencing a public image makeover akin to a celebrity mugshot gone viral. With approval ratings plummeting faster than a lead balloon, one might think that this spells doom for their future in politics. But fear not, dear citizens of our great nation, because in the grand tradition of American elections, it turns out that what people think about the Democrats may not matter as much as how they feel about President Donald Trump. Yes, apparently midterm elections are less about who you like and more about who you dislike even more. This means that despite their current unpopularity, the Democrats have an ace up their sleeve. President Trump himself. As history has shown us time and again, when voters are unhappy with the incumbent president's performance, or perhaps his latest tweet, they tend to take it out on his party during midterms. So here we are in 2025. where political strategy is less about winning hearts and minds, and more about fanning the flames of discontent against your opponents, the Democrats' best bet? Make sure everyone knows just how much they should be upset with Trump's polarizing agenda, while hoping folks overlook their own shortcomings. Meanwhile, Trump's administration continues its quest to redefine democracy by forcing nominees to withdraw from positions if there's even a whiff of potential electoral loss. It's almost as if they're trying to secure every possible seat like it's a game of musical chairs where only one party gets to sit down. As for the Democratic Party's deep hole, well, it's nothing a little public outrage at Trump can't fix, or so they hope. Because really, why bother fixing your own problems when you can just point fingers at someone else's? After all, this isn't about building bridges or finding solutions. It's about survival in an era where negative campaigning reigns supreme. In conclusion, let's raise our glasses to yet another election cycle fueled by dissatisfaction rather than inspiration. A reminder that sometimes it's not who you love, but who you loathe that decides your vote. Here's hoping we all enjoy watching this political theater unfold from our front row seats on social media feeds everywhere. Cheers!
Welcome to the Existential Crisis Hour, where we ponder the absurdity of human existence through the lens of current events. Tonight, we're talking about a man who decided to spend over 25 hours speaking on the Senate floor. Yes, Cory Booker has broken the record for the longest speech in Senate history, surpassing Strom Thurmond's infamous stand against civil rights back in 1957. This time, however, it was all about protesting President Donald Trump's administration. Now, let's pause for a moment and consider this. Booker spoke for 25 hours and 4 minutes. That's longer than most people can stay awake binge-watching their favorite series or scrolling through cat videos online. Yet here he was, passionately articulating his concerns about America's future while standing, quite literally, as if that would somehow make everything better. Booker warned us that the country is in crisis, which is quite an understatement considering we've re-elected Trump and Elon Musk is apparently trying to overhaul the federal government. But hey, at least we're consistent in our ability to create crises out of thin air. As Booker stood there talking about potential cuts to Medicaid and other looming disasters, it's worth noting that his speech didn't actually block any legislation or change anything tangible. It was more like an elaborate performance art piece with a touch of masochism thrown in for good measure. Who knew democracy could be so theatrical? But let's not forget the irony here. In a chamber designed to facilitate dialogue and decision-making, Booker's marathon session effectively delayed any legislative business for an entire day. It's almost poetic how our system allows for such grand gestures while simultaneously ensuring nothing gets done. And then there's Ted Cruz's advice, wear comfortable shoes and don't drink water, which sounds less like guidance for political protest and more like tips for surviving Black Friday shopping or standing in line at Disneyland. In all seriousness, or as much seriousness as we can muster, Booker's efforts highlight a fundamental question. Where does real change come from? Is it born out of passionate speeches echoing through empty chambers? Or perhaps it's just another reminder that sometimes we prefer symbols over solutions because they're easier to digest. So as you sit back tonight pondering these existential musings, perhaps with your beverage of choice, we invite you to reflect on what it means when one man's voice echoes louder than reason itself. When words become both everything and nothing at once, when reality feels like satire but isn't nearly as funny. After all, isn't life itself just one long filibuster waiting patiently until someone finally calls time?
In the grand theater of capitalism, where the pursuit of profit knows no bounds, a new act unfolds, one that would be comical if it weren't so tragic. Elon Musk, the poster child for unchecked wealth and influence, has taken to bestowing $1 million checks upon select voters. This isn't charity. It's a grotesque display of how far we've fallen down the rabbit hole of political manipulation. The legal system, once a bastion against corruption, now stands impotent in the face of this brazen spectacle. Musk's lawyers craftily dance around election laws with linguistic gymnastics that redefine bribery as, quote, spokesperson payments. The grinning recipients clutching their oversized checks are not just beneficiaries. They are pawns in a game rigged by those who hold all the cards. This is not an isolated incident, but rather the logical conclusion of a system warped by Citizens United, a decision that unleashed a deluge of corporate cash into our electoral process. What was intended as free speech has mutated into a megaphone for billionaires like Musk to drown out the voices of ordinary citizens. Each dollar spent is another nail in the coffin of democracy, transforming elections into auctions, where policies go to the highest bidder. Transparency, once touted as a safeguard against corruption, has become an illusion. Dark money flows through shadowy channels with no accountability, while super PACs operate as extensions of political campaigns under the guise of independence. The Federal Election Commission watches from its gilded cage, toothless and complicit in its silence. And yet, amidst this chaos, there is an eerie calm, the kind that precedes collapse. Our society teeters on an edge, defined by inequality so vast, it defies comprehension. In this dystopian landscape, what hope do we have when one man's fortune can sway entire elections? When public office is bought and sold like commodities on Wall Street? The mechanisms meant to protect us lie dormant or corrupted from within. Laws are twisted beyond recognition by those sworn to uphold them. The rich grow richer while wielding power over our collective fate like gods among mortals. As we navigate this capitalist fever dream turned nightmare reality, a world where democracy is but a hollow shell, we must confront an uncomfortable truth until we dismantle these structures built on greed and exploitation, until we reclaim our agency from those who see us only as means to their ends. Nothing will change. 4. Now though, the circus continues unabated. Each $1 million check, another reminder that justice can be bought at any price, if you're willing enough to pay it.